What's up, everybody? Anton Crowley here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome to another episode of the e-commerce lifestyle podcast. So it's another day, back-to-back podcasts. I'm driving into our office right now. It's Thursday morning. It's like 8:45, and I'm actually sitting in traffic right now because the way I go to work, it's only 3 miles away, but it's directly through Zilker Park out here in Austin, and that is where they have ACL, Austin City Limits, which actually starts tomorrow, but like, it's crazy seeing how much goes into, you know, them setting up this festival. It's a music festival for anyone that's not aware, but like, it's just crazy. For maybe a mile, it's just all different like pop-up shops. I'm looking like at a extra Uber radio stage, but yeah, it's gonna be complete chaos for the next few days. But I figured while I'm, while I'm here in traffic, I should record one of these because yesterday, what time was it? Maybe like yesterday afternoon, I did a coaching call that I do every month, and it's a coaching call that I do for members of a coaching program I have at my company, Dropship Lifestyle. And on that company, we help people to build highly profitable, semi-automated dropship stores. So not, you know, e-commerce in general, but we focus very specifically on one form of dropshipping that I've been doing for the past like 11 years now. But on that call, there were a bunch of people that were asking me, like, Anton, what happened to the podcast? Why aren't you doing it anymore? I was enjoying the episodes. And then I realized, like, I got to get back to consistency. So, yeah, that was, you know, kind of what inspired me to keep this going again. But then the other reason I wanted to do this is because on that coaching call, I was talking a lot about our retreat. And we do these annual retreats, in all different parts of the world. We've done them for the past 5 years. And this year, we're doing it in Bali, out in Indonesia. We have like this gorgeous five-star resort booked right on the beach. And that retreat starts in, I guess it's like 3 weeks from when I'm recording this. And people were kind of asking me, like, you know, they're excited, but they're like, oh, cool, like, what are we doing for activities? I won't talk about that on the podcast because this is more about the e-commerce side of things. But then people were asking me what I was going to talk about. So, I'm going to share that with you today. This year, I'm actually doing two talks because there's really two messages that I want to share, kind of two big shifts that have happened in our business since our retreat last year that we did in Mexico. And two things that I think could help to totally change the lives and the businesses of everybody that's going to be hanging out in Bali with me. So the first talk I'm going to do is about branding. And I've been talking about that a lot on previous episodes of the podcast, but I haven't went deep into it. And I started to go deep on it on that webinar I did last week, which was all about building your brand, why it's so important, not only to, you know, get more customers, not only to lower your cost per acquisition, but also to increase, to drastically increase the valuation of your business. And if you ever want to sell it, the opportunity for different brand deals, different ways to monetize your site, things that really just aren't available to you or that wouldn't be just profitable to you on your typical direct response dropship store. So this is kind of what I would consider next level, right? So the talk is about branding, and I think the title is just going to be like how to build your brand, but then the subtitle of it and what it's really about is how to become the authority in your niche and really just have your place solidified so that competition does not matter anymore. So it's pretty exciting. I'm scheduled for like an hour and a half for that talk. But honestly, there's so much I want to share, not just about the concepts, but about how I'm doing that with my newest e-commerce brand that, you know, I might have to schedule in some extra time because I could talk about that all day. And even if I condense it down, I'll probably go on for like maybe 2 hours on that to give everyone a really solid plan for how they can become the authority in their niche. And then also, you know, show exact examples of what I'm doing with my newest e-commerce brand, which I think will really help people to, you know, be able to watch what I do and copy it at the same time. So that's my first talk, all about branding and authority. And then my next talk is something that I do cover in like my e-commerce training programs, but kind of the way I cover it is like, I don't want to say like entry level, but like a 101 level. And that is automation. Okay. So this past really 2.5 years have been a wild ride for my businesses. Again, I'm here in Austin right now. This is where I'm currently living. This is where our HQ is. This is where we have our team. And the way the team has kind of like expanded and then shrunk, and the way roles have shifted, and the way, you know, we've tried, experimented with new things and then cut them out. Like, it's just been, I'm not going to say a mess, guess that's the wrong word, but it's definitely been chaotic. Now, I don't see that as a bad thing, so don't think I'm saying that like, oh, things have been terrible because they're chaotic. I actually see that as a good thing because I thrive in chaos, and that allows us to extract the best of the best and stick with that while we cut everything else that we tried that, you know, either didn't work or wasn't for us. So part of this process, though, as we grow the team, as we try new things, I had to learn, and we had to learn as a team, a lot of new creative ways to actually automate things, because we tried, and we do, a lot more than we used to. And the truth is, if I wanted to do everything that we do right now, just by bringing humans on board, right, just by having people, then I would have probably three times the amount of staff right now, and my team would be much bigger. But if you know me personally, and you, or if you just know anything about me, you know I don't want a massive team. I don't enjoy working with 30 people at a time. So what we've had to do is adapt and find new tools and find new softwares and create new automations that put literally hours upon hours upon hours of real human work per day even into automations that literally will happen without anybody even ever checking on it. So, you know, I don't want to get into the details yet because I'm going to be sharing them all at the retreat. But basically, I'm going to show you how to replace humans. And if that sounds scary, or if you're like, oh, I don't want to do that, I want to employ as many people as possible, then okay, go for it. But the thing is, with humans, they can make mistakes, they do make mistakes, and they're nowhere near as reliable as the systems that I'm going to show you how to put in place, as the automations that are just going to happen as soon as something triggers them. And not only is it going to save you time, but it's going to allow you to do a lot more in your business, whether you're just working by yourself, or even if you have, you know, one or two virtual assistants, it's going to reduce your need to bring on a lot more people. So I'm obviously really excited for both of those talks. I think the branding one is going to help, I would say more so the people that are, you know, already established a bit, the people that have been maybe at previous retreats already, the people that already have their stores up that are doing, you know, 30, 40, 50K a month or more in sales. That's going to be a good time for them to plug in my branding systems. And then for those people, but even the brand new beginners that are out there at our retreat, once they hear about these automations, they're things that people can literally implement in real time. That's kind of the point of that talk. It's more of like a workshop. And yeah, we'll just be hands-on with everybody, getting it done and making sure that while they're out in Bali, their businesses can run a little bit more smoother without them being up all night checking in on emails, because things can just happen for them. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you guys for anybody that's coming to Bali, wondering what I'm talking about. Our other speakers that are going to be out there, we have some amazing talks also. Things like how to stand out in competitive niches. You know, we have one of our people that's going to be out there speaking, a dropship lifestyle guy named Larry. He's been part of the community for as long as I can remember, probably joined back in 2013. And he's got a really successful store, you know, 7-figure dropship store. And he's in a hyper competitive niche, and he is still able to just consistently produce massive numbers. So he's going to be talking about what he does to stand out there, which I think is going to be very helpful for a lot of people. We have talks on how to actually run your business, you know, while you have a family. One of our members, Carla, she has 3 children. When she started a year ago, you know, she's never done anything technical at all before. And now her business is well into mid-6 figures in revenue. And she's doing it while raising a family. So just really powerful messaging for anybody that's like, oh, I don't have the time, or, you know, how can I delegate and make sure I'm using my time the best and not get overwhelmed. We have other talks on location independence, different places to live, how to get the most value for your money and your time. So, you know, we have the Empire Flippers are going to be there, my good buddies. Justin Cook is going to be there talking about selling your websites, how to get the maximum amount of value when you exit. So there's a whole bunch more planned. And again, that's in addition to all of that, all of our activities. Like, we're going whitewater rafting. We're going to be out in the monkey forest one day. We're going to the coffee plantations. We got a ton of stuff planned. Again, it's only 3 weeks away. So if you are coming, that is awesome. Hope to see you there. And have a really good time. Oh, and someone asked me how many people are going to be there. We sold a little over 100 tickets. the being that it's in Bali, you know, we typically have maybe like 90% show up. So at this point, I'm going to assume maybe there'll be about 90 of us there, which is awesome. It'll be a small intimate setting, and maybe it'll be closer to 100. I don't know, but I'm assuming somewhere around 90. So yeah, that's the plan in the next 3 weeks. If you do want to come and you haven't got a ticket yet, just send an email to support@dropshiplifestyle.com. And if you're a member of the community, we can get you a link and you can come hang out with us all. So that's all, guys. I'm at the office now, got through that traffic, and yeah, it's time to go start another successful, productive day. Hope you're doing the same for yourself, and I will speak to you all soon. Thank you, everybody.